and welcome back to the Norwich City Talk podcast, episode 1. And today we're going to be going over our key players, how we think we're going to do in the the Championship. I do think we are going to go to the Premier League next season. Although I have heard people doubting us on the radio, but I don't know why, because we're top of the league and I think we are going to finish top of the league. And we're going to talk about the players. First up is Tim Krul, which is our key goalkeeper, and he is key. He is 32, so he most possibly will retire soon, so we should get the most of him, really, and which we are doing. He's a brilliant goalkeeper in the Championship, as he should be, and he's really good. It's unfortunate that he did get the injury, but we can't help that. And, yeah, that's pretty much it for Tim Krul. Brilliant player overall. And the next player is Michael McGovern, which, yes, he's good. Sad that he is injured, and it could be the end of his career. He is quite old, and there's not really much to say about him. I mean, I can get some facts for you, but it shouldn't mean much, you know. He's old, and it could be the end of his career. I will get your age for him, but he isn't, I don't think he might not have much in him. So, moving on is, let's go right back, Max Aarons. Again, brilliant star, obviously had links with a lot of clubs, Barcelona. He's had links with Barcelona, Bayern Munich, obviously, the European champions, and a lot of big clubs at only 20 years old. He is a future star. Moving on to centre-backs. We have quite a lot here. I'm only really most possibly going to go through the starting 11 or a few more, like Michael McGovern we talked through. So I'm going to talk about Grant Hanley here. He's quite old, but really good. I think there is obviously a bad side that he hasn't got much height, but he is a really good player and got the pace and everything. Moving on to Zimmerman. Obviously, not got much pace, but he has got the height, and he does go for whatever he can do. Not playing much. I believe he has got an injury, but you can't complain. We've had him for quite a few years, and he has been brilliant in the last sort of years we've had him, sort of thing. Brilliant performance in the Premier League last season. Unfortunately, we did get relegated, but you can't complain. We will go left back now, which I don't know who we can really sort of talk about. Obviously, with all the injuries, we sort of just change the left back every time. So so I might skip that position, but I do want to talk about left midfielder Todd Cantwell. You won't know, but he is my favourite player of all time, I could pretty much say. And I think he's a young talent. He should pass a bit more, but I love all the skill he's got. And he is a brilliant player overall. Again, at a young age, had links with quite big clubs. And yeah, let's move on to Mario Vrančić, I'm going to talk about now. Now, he's a great player, brilliant at free kicks, especially in the 90th minute. But unfortunately, in the last few games, I've noticed he's had brilliant, easy chances, but he's just missed them. He's off form at the moment, I do think so. And yeah, now Emiliano Buendia. Do I really have to talk about him? He's the best player in the league, surely. He is a really good player. Again, had links with big clubs at the age of 23. And he's got everything. Again, he has been off form recently. Then again, the Norwich team hasn't been the best lately, but he's still a brilliant player. Talking now about Kenny McLean, a great player, got Scotland through to whatever round it was, broke history in a certain amount of years. Great player, really good at assists. Haven't seen him play that much recently, but still a great player. Now Lucas Rupp, a really good player, I believe from Spurs on loan. I'm getting my facts wrong here, aren't I? Please don't blame me. But still, a brilliant CDM, but can attack at the same time. He will do anything for the team. A brilliant player. Now Teemu Pukki. He obviously got us into the Premier League 2 seasons ago. I believe that was the reason we got into the Premier League. And he's great. And yeah, there isn't much to say. Except he's now getting back into form, but he wasn't on form for quite a while, which is disappointing, really. Adam Eder, I would now like to talk about, at 19 years old. And I know he hasn't played that much, but I still think he is a brilliant player, brilliant potential, and can do really well in the future. But we do need Daniel Farke to play him a lot. And what I think would suit Norwich City actually is a 2-striker formation. I don't know why. I feel like that would give us a lot more goals. I'm not quite sure, but I just feel like a 2-striker formation would help quite a bit. Okay, so now we will end it here, guys. Each podcast will be around 10 minutes. This is the first podcast, and I thank you for watching. Goodbye.